Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. Our Mackinac message this Saturday has been extracted from the 2010 camp Bag of Seeds, which was preached specifically to missionaries in Maidstone in the UK. Today, Bishop Dag will teach you about the different types of seeds that one must be expected to carry as they spread the gospel on a mission field. From this Saturday's message, you will learn how ministry can be likened to carrying a bag of seeds to and fro and sowing them in more than one place in order for your harvest to be effective. Discover from today's word the powerful effects of the essential seeds that you are supposed to carry as you endeavor to take nations for Christ.
Powerful effects of the seeds you are carrying. The seeds protect us, will have the effect of preventing the hurts and the pains that people have in this life. The seeds. Psalm 119 verse 1 of 5, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path." In Psalm 132, it says, "There I will make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed. Thy word is a lamp." Amen. Now, every time we go out with the seed, amen, we light up people's paths. And they suddenly know which way to go. Amen. Now, when you know where to go, like if the lights are off right now, and I start running here, I'm going to fall over this. I'm going to fall over that. I'm going to be on the floor. God, I couldn't see this. So when the light comes on, you know which way to go. So your life becomes less painful. Amen. Because of the seed. So it's a powerful seed. You know, I have a golf ball which has a light in it. When it gets dark, I take out that ball. Red light in it. So when I hit it, you get it, then it comes red. So when it goes and it's lying there and it's dark, you see the red turn like that. The golf ball on the grass is red. You get it? So it's like a seed with a light in it. It's like that golf ball reminds me of a seed with a light in it. It's thy word or thy seed is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. Go like this. Hey. One day somebody was in his house and he came out in the night about 2 a.m. to wee-wee. He wanted to wee-wee in the open air as God created it. That's how God created it. You people, I don't know what you think about me. Which animal use toilets? And which animal uses toilet? Huh? They are fertilizing the earth. So as he was refertilizing the garden, he saw something moving faintly in the light. And he saw a python that was from this door. He showed me the picture of it to about here. Yeah, in the house. A resident python. In Ghana. TIA. This is Africa. Now, it was because of a small light that he was able to spot them. Now, when the serpent saw that he had been spotted, it tried to climb the wall and get out of the house. But it was so big and heavy that when it was going up, it was not able to go. So now, the gentleman took some blocks, because it was not a small, it's not a stick that you just hit with it. When he tried to attack the snake, the stick, now the stick came to attack him. It was like a big thing that is now coming, because the python can eat somebody even more than an anaconda. Can eat a whole antelope. Not that they say, I've seen one before on a film. Yeah. But you see, think of what he missed because of a little light. Huh? Think about what he missed. Because as he was going out there, just there was a bit of light. A light for my path. Some of you have no idea what those little seeds that have been sprinkled into your life. Sometimes you just come into the camp. You think as if we have been preaching about going to die for Christ in Jerusalem or wherever. But you see that little light have come on in your life. Is it not true, or it's true, or it's not true? Yeah. In different areas of your life. Is it not true? Yeah. There's a light comes on. Light. This bag we are carrying, it has colorful balls in it. Lighted seeds. You drop it, you know. Wow. Hey. How many are going to carry your bag of seeds? Charlie, let's go to Antigua. Let's go to Barbados. Let's go to Bahamas. Let's go to the island. Let's go to Africa. Let's go everywhere. Let's go to Juba. Oh, Juba. Everybody kneel down. Let's pray that God will give us Sudan, Chad. Father, we are praying. Give us seeds. People that we can send to Sudan, that we can send to Chad, to Mauritania, to these forgotten places, to Chad, Lord, we are praying. Eritrea, Lord, give us grace. Send us to Ethiopia, to the nations of the world, places that are forgotten, are forsaken. We are begging you, Father, use us, send us in the name of Jesus. Please, 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 Lord, make a way. Give us people we can send, people who can go, people who will go, Lord. We beg you, we ask you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, hallelujah. God has heard our prayer. Hey, the bag of seeds. Powerful effect of these seeds. The power-packed seeds that we are carrying. Nobody knew that these were the mysterious powers in the seeds. Is it fantastic? Very fantastic? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. What's the topic I gave you?
Powerful effects of the seed you are carrying.
Yeah. Number two. The next powerful effect of the seed is that it guarantees a good harvest of good things. A good harvest for the people. Amen. Now, hallelujah. The Bible tells us about the parable of the sower, isn't it? And the Bible says the seed is the word of God. Now, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth. Amen.
Amen.
Which liveth. Which liveth. Amen.
Amen.
By incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, But he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. Amen. Now, because the word of God is a seed, and we are sowing those seeds, it's going to give good things. You reap honor instead of reaping wickedness and revenge and hatred. You reap a harvest from the seeds. So we guarantee ourselves a good harvest. Amen. In the lives of people, you see good things in the lives of people coming forth. When the seed is sown even into yourself, you see the harvest of the seed, the harvest of things that are poured into your life. Are you listening to me? You have the harvest guaranteed future of something that you have sown. This camp, I'll by all means reap from it. By all means. There is no camp I will not reap from. Both on earth and in heaven. I will reap from it. That's why I was in great pain yesterday. I'm even thankful to God that I feel better. Yeah. But I knew that I'm being deprived of an opportunity to plant some seeds. Because I was considering, should I call off the camp? Because what I was wondering was whether when I lie down and I preach on the floor, you still listen to me. Yeah. Do you understand? Yeah. That's what I was not sure. Whether when I lie down on the floor, you will still be able to listen to what I'm saying. Are you there? Yeah. But you see, there's something about seed sowing that is just, the door to the future harvest. If you sow into somebody the word of God, you reap a good character to come out of the person instead of the bad character that used to. How many used to dishonor your parents, but through the word of God, you now are afraid to dishonor them? Yeah. Isn't it? You used to steal, but you are afraid to steal. Even from this camp, you'll be afraid of lying. What shall be given unto thee? Or what more shall be done unto thee, that thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty and burning coals of the juniper tree. You see, that one alone, it's a seed. That if I'm speaking to you one day, you may not tell me a lie. Or somebody say, you may not lie. Because you know that this thing, I should be very, very careful. There is a certain scripture. The man who is shooting the arrow is not a weakling. He's a mighty warrior who will pull the thing as far back as and burning coals of the juniper tree. That they stole. You see, the man was imagining that they stole you with fireballs. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from the deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee? And what more shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty and burning coals from the juniper tree. Are you listening to me? Hey, as for this seed there, you see, it causes people to reap good things, even prosperity. There are people who can trace directly prosperity that has come to their life through the hearing of the word of God. Directly. So, it's a powerful effect. If you preach prosperity, your congregation will prosper. If you preach sacrifice, your congregation will sacrifice. If you preach tithing, your congregation will tithe. Whatever you teach, the people will do. You reap it out. So, as you sow the seed, you get it back. You get something back. Amen. If you preach loyalty, you get loyal people back following you. So it's a ball with a light in it. It's a miracle, something with the harvest potential that you are pouring into the ground. So Charlie, your bag, it contains miracles. So that's why this bag of seed is a mysterious bag of powerful things. there are things in the bag. Someone said, what is in your bag? You don't know. Amen. Number three. Fire. The powerful effect is that it causes certain fires to burn. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and these people wood, and it shall devour them. How many realize that since I've been preaching, some fires have been burning certain times in certain, yeah. So there's the seed have some fire, small fires in them. One day when I went to do an operation, was operating on people, then they brought a new machine that I had not seen one before. You see, when somebody is bleeding, if somebody is bleeding somewhere, they will take the needle and they will sew into that part of the flesh where the blood is coming. They will sew it and then sort of tie that place so that the bleeding stops. But one day they came with a machine that had fire in it. So the bleeding will be there now. Then they'll take the machine now. Then they'll put it. When it touches, no. It will burn that place. That place will become black. Then the bleeding will stop. Aye! There was fire in the machine. Yeah! It will just. And now that place will stop. You see blood all here, they'll press it. Then that smoke will be coming from the person's blood. Yeah, like you smell the meat. Yeah, you smell the meat. Fire is great, oh. Setting bleeding points in your life will end forever through the word of the Lord. But the fire, it's called diathermy machine. You are losing blood. No. That's why God is sending certain fires. Charlie, the seed is powerful. How many realize that your bag contains like some supernatural? So it will devour. It will devour. It will devour. Is it powerful? Then number four. The seed has got a knockout potential. Hey! Jeremiah 23 verse 29 says, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Hammer. It has a hammering effect. Hammering effect. Come! Some of the problems in your life. So when the thing lands, I don't know. What your husband couldn't advise you about. Go! How many husbands and wives have realized that you cannot control your spouse? Raise your hand if you have realized that you can talk. But there is a hammer that can control that person. Yeah. Go! And that thing is gone. Amen. We are going to take a break for 30 minutes. So, I want you to take a break for 30 minutes only, because tonight is the last night of the camp. So, I want you to take 30 minutes. It's 10 past 2. 20 to 3. We are here because I'm going to take 3 more breaks before we close. Because I'm trying to meet as many as I can of all of you. Right. You got a light. You got a hammer. You got a fire. It's all in the back. It's all in the back. What's this? Ah. This is the second time that this thing wants to threaten my soul. I refuse to be threatened. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for the fire, for the light, for the hammer. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks, Lord. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.